I've never swore ever. I think
the S word is better for that because it's more compressed.
Yeah.
Whereas the F is.
I only use that word if I'm driving.
The S word?
Yes. It's like a reaction.
That's the one. It's pretty fun to say. The S one.
It's because it's got a smooth beginning and just a quick ending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember the only time I heard Dad say it is when he would build something.
I'm sorry. Once again.
I was like, oh my God.
I heard my dad say it once.
Really?
Yeah. He was using a chainsaw.
I could never see your dad say it.
He said it loud too because he was over a chainsaw.
Yeah.
And he went through a tree and he accidentally hit a metal fence.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's warranted.
The one time.
But what was your reaction?
I was like, I was probably like 10.
Dad's and going
I was,
to
I
hell.
I just felt guilty. I was like,
we're going to church this week.
I thought my dad was
again.
A Christian.
My life is a lie.
Like God is like, what? What? He goes, whoa, what's going on down there? Hey. Tom. It's just a chainsaw blade, buddy. I'll give you this one, but no more.
I remember when I heard you swear for the first time. I can remember it. You were working at, it was like just you doing some yard work.
Yeah.
Which understandably, it's just like hot outside. It's like so hot.
So many things can happen that could
yeah. Yeah.
That's true.
And I heard you say something and I was a swear word. I go, and I looked to see if mom was around.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, if mom hears this, she's going to be so mad.
Yeah.
I think another time that I use them is when I'm trying to like unscrew something and I just can't get it unscrewed. And it's like, you know, when you're in a weird position, like under a sink, trying to unscrew something and your arms are locking up and you almost have it. And then you like your tool breaks off and your hand hits the corner of a piece of wood.
Yeah.
That is probably one of my least favorite things in life.
Anytime your hands are above your head.
Yeah.
Like when you're putting in like a chandelier or something and you just in it won't go in and you've got to lift and screw at the same time and nobody's there to help. People are there to help. I'm just too lazy to ask for help.
That's fine.
Anything, your hands are above your head. And then you get the shoulders start to burn.
Yeah.
But you know, you've got to get it up.
And your back's tensing up and everything.
You don't know how dumb I am. So we bought a house and I didn't grow up super handy, so I'm trying to learn how to be handy. So I got those bike hooks from Amazon, you know, to hang my bikes up in the garage. So
the ones that just kind of screw into the stud.
Yeah. And the height of the garage is just enough where I can get like a little bit of leverage. It's like 7.5 feet, so I can like kind of, you know, get it. But I didn't feel the necessity to like get a step stool and do the whole thing. You know what I'm saying?
Are you on your tippy toes?
A little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Which I don't understand what tippy toes and toes is just
the
toes.
Top of your tiptoes.
Yeah. So
I
you're
thought
on,
about that the other
so
day.
So you're on your
the
you're not on your a ladder.
Yeah. And so my friend's over and I just try screwing it in. I'm like, this is dumb. I can't even get it in. And he's like, well, how about we move a ladder over there and then get a drill and drill a hole and then screw it in? Mm-hmm. And I was like, Took literally 1 second.
Yeah.
I'm like, I literally am so dumb.
Want to hear something else dumb that we did? We bought like a really big dresser. We got it at this like restore.
Oh, this was kind of funny.
And we tried to put it at, like in the back of our 4Runner and we're like, it's definitely going to like fit. Like it's pretty much like a truck bed. It doesn't, but it kind of does.
Kind of fit.
So we have like four like picture frames that we got for $1 each. And then we have this dresser.
It's huge.
And we don't have straps or anything. So we have to drive home.
She's like,
20
well, it's
minutes.
More than 50% in the car.
No,
so
you don't even understand.
You don't understand.
The trunk was open.
This, yeah.
Flashers on.
Yeah.
Olivia.
I'm holding on to
opens
the
drawer. And we're driving around St. Charles. And I'm going slow, trying not to get pulled over by a car.
Luke has been the most stressed I've ever seen him in my whole life. Like, won't speak.
Picture, yeah.
Just like very stern and like solemn. And I'm like, my arms are like dying because I'm holding, like every time we go over a bump it's like
wait are you know, in the front seat over.
Yeah I'm kind in the front seat
somehow holding this dresser with
so
one,
I'm like
one.
Turned and holding and there's sometimes where we're like go up a hill and then the frames will start sliding so then I had to like grab the frames and like pull them back up while I'm keeping the dresser in. It was
we're one of those just ratchet straps and you're fine.
Right.
No.
I was like, can we just like
that would
stop
be too much work.
And like buy straps? And he's like, no.
I was just, we were so far into it. We had like 8 minutes left to go, and I'm like, I'm
sometimes,
not going.
And sometimes you go like to Home Depot, and they'll just like wrap a piece of twine. It's that real thin rope.
Yeah.
That, how is this? You know, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. It's like Seinfeld did that bit on seeing the guys driving their car with a mattress on top with just one arm holding it like, I got it.
That is what it was. Because at any moment, that could have just slid out and just totaled somebody's car.
Yeah, there is some clip on Instagram or something of this guy. And they're literally trying to put a couch into the back of a Celica. Like, it's not even, I mean, you can't.
Yeah,
it doesn't work. It no work. Yeah.
So, are you feel, how moved in do you guys feel?
65%.
Yeah.
You still have a lot of boxes and stuff, or?
Oh yeah. No, we don't have a lot of boxes.
So what? Well, what about it do you not feel moved in about?
We don't really have like places to put our clothes yet. Like, because we have that dresser, but now I'm redoing it, so.
Okay, but I will say that if you came into our house, we were pretty moved in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
It's just like we don't have all the stuff to fill the room.
I feel like it's just your room. I feel like it's not that you're not moved in, it's just your house isn't furnished fully.
Yeah, we didn't really have any furniture, so.
But you have all your stuff out of the other place and into this one.
Yeah.
And pretty well put together.
Yeah, for the most part.
Did you see the photo, Brennan?
So how are you liking it?
It's amazing.
I've never seen a house that was built like in the 70s, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen a house look that good.
Yeah.
There's nothing you need to do.
I know. It's crazy.
You got that sweet basement. It's got that carpet's kind of like that Berber, but not. It's got a little bit of fluff to it.
It's got a little comf. It's comfy.
Man.
And I was, to make it even. That's it.
There we are.
You got those frames. The frames is what scares me.
I know.
Those loose frames.
See, we almost made it. It was almost like, it almost fit.
It was so close, but there was no way
we could.
That's
not too bad though. That's not.
No, it wasn't horrible.
Yeah. You've got about 10% sticking out, so you're good.
It's definitely stressful, but.
And then before I turn into our neighborhood, I see a cop come up next to me.
Yeah.
And she just is like, looks at me and then just drives away. Like, he does not care at all. It's like,
you gotta wonder, police, just so much stuff. They just don't pay attention. They could pull anybody over at any time for anything.
Yeah.
And there's, I wouldn't.
I know. What's the point?
I would be the least productive.
It's like we have our hazards on.
Like they can't tell from the furniture sticking out of the back. You need the hazards.
You can see us in the front that we're stressing hard. So like, we know this is wrong.
Right. You got that sweat on your brow.
Yeah.
They do pull you over. You're like, do you know why I pulled you over? You go, yeah, I know. I knew it was a great idea.
Or you go, what? Wait, why did you pull me over? My trunk's open.
You go, no hablo. I don't know.
Sir, your wife in the front is straddling this dresser. You knew.
Yeah, I don't speak English. I'm sorry.
Doing this Pennsylvania.
Yes. Wait, do you speak English? Yes, I'm very good at English. Very good at
English. They never come back. Say never come back.
He's afraid of that man. So many of his friends left. Straight and to jail. Come back.
But your neighborhood's kind of a labyrinth, though. I mean, has that been a? Because you're back in the neighborhood. It is.
It's awesome.
A literal. What do you like about it?
All the houses are very different.
Yeah.
And very like, pretty and well kept. I feel like.
We have
and like lots of big trees. That's what I like.
We had like an original neighborhood that was built in like the 70s and 80s, and then you can tell when you're driving through, they had a cul-de-sac, and then they. Just like built another neighborhood in the back, and those are all the super nice houses.
Yeah.
So always try and leave that way.
Yeah. Just to feel like we're in neighborhood. But yeah.
And you know those people in the big houses, they avoid you guys totally.
100%.
Yeah.
They don't come.
No, they never go that way. No. Yeah. Never.
$500,000 houses.
Stinking.
Shack, those shanties.
Stinking.
Those lean twos.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah. Super it's been pumped. Really fun.
You had parties yet?
Oh,
like every day.
Too much.
I think
I saw a picture of Caleb on like with no shirt and his shorts like on
surprised?
An island.
Yeah, that was day one.
Well, this is what happened. Day
that
one.
That was literally night one.
Day one, move-in day, we had two parties. So we had move-in party, and then we had like just grandma's came and they brought food, and then we had that party. And then we had a late night party where more people came. And so what happened was is two of our friends came, and Caleb doesn't like, none of our friends like know them. And so Caleb was like, it'd be really funny if I like took my shirt off and laid on the counter and you put like ketchup all over me to make me look like I'm dead. So we're like, okay, let's do it. So we do it. And like our other friends walk in and literally don't even like say anything. Well,
they didn't even flinch.
He's
they're
just
like,
laying
all right.
there with like this ketchup all over himself. It was so funny. But anyways.
So he actually put ketchup on himself.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere. All over.
Yeah, it was everywhere.
It was not even a good...
It was bad.
No, it was.
We thought it'd be really funny, but it wasn't.
Because ketchup really doesn't look like blood.
No.
It looks like ketchup.
Yeah.
Very distinctly.
Grainy.
Also, we're all like gathering around and like giggling. And they're like, what's happening? And we're like.
Yeah, there was like 12 people laughing and Caleb's breathing. It was weird. But then the next day, my family came over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your whole family?
Yeah. Because
everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the kids?
Yeah.
And then their friends. And then their
kids. What do they think?
They loved it.
Yeah.
The kids, I paid them. We have like that gumball tree, that horrible, horrible gumball tree.
You're going to get rid of it, right?
No, I love it.
It's too magnificent.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Is it only one?
There's two. And a pine cone tree, whatever those are. Okay. Pine tree, I guess.
All right.
It's okay that we have a system.
Listen, our system works is we have 12 nieces and nephews that are literally exuberantly happy to
gumball hunt.
It literally is.
They're all like, it's like Easter.
And they're not even like, that's the worst name for that thing. They're not gumballs. They're urchins. They're like yard urchins.
Well, we call them gumballs. Makes it
they're like spiky. Don't walk around barefoot.
Where you could snap your ankle.
Oh yeah,
easily.
Mom literally tripped and was pregnant with Jackson on those things.
Yeah,
it was bad. Anyways, but yeah, they picked them all up, all of them. There was not one left.
What'd they do with them?
They put them in bags.
The neighbor's yard.
They put them in bags. These bags, and then they all got a quarter.
I gave them $1.
You gave them $1?
Yeah.
Oh, that's even better.
Jeez.
It's even better.
Obviously. Is that big for a kid? $1.
I don't know. I was like, at what point does this become offensive? Because I was asking the parents and I was like, because one of them's like 8 and I gave her $1 and I was like, I don't know. This is pretty low for an 8-year-old.
You can't even buy a pack of gum for $1.
I know.
Yeah, but you can have $1.
I mean, when I was a kid, you could buy a bag full of stuff.
That's true.
I know, but they still liked it.
Yeah,
they were very happy. So it was okay.
I don't think kids go to stores as much anymore by themselves.
I think you're right.
I think that's a lost thing. I've not seen teenagers sometimes.
Teenagers are back in action.
Teenagers are back in malls.
Mm-hmm. They're everywhere.
Oh, man. Really?
Yeah, they're back. They're all the way back.
Yep.
It's
like a repopulated sea reef, but it's a mall.
I think they
kind of went dormant for a few years.
Yeah, they weren't really around. You didn't see them.
Yeah. They're back though.
They're back.
They're driving. They're at the gym.
They're jaywalking. They're in like fast food restaurants.
They're getting ice cream.
They're getting ice cream again. They're walking around on the streets with a ball.
They're playing tag in the mall. They're back.
They're writing notes in class and like, do you like me? Check this box.
It's crazy. They're back.
Teenagers. Man. They're a full throttle. Right?
Oh yeah.
That's good.
Oh yeah.
That's good.
Yeah,
so
we have teenagers
out.
In our neighborhood just like outside playing soccer. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, it's crazy. So get inside, play some video
it's like,
games, kid.
Goodness.
Yeah, that was the first thing.
HOA. What's up?
Excuse me.
What are you guys?
This teenager isn't teenagering.
When we first got to your house, before you even moved in, Luke and I were there bringing groceries in or whatever.
No. Before we moved in, the only thing that we did is went to Costco and bought a 70-inch TV.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, first thing we did was bought a 70-inch TV and a sound system.
Wait, can I ask how much?
$400.
$400.
Yeah,
$400.
That's right.
For a 70-inch TV.
Yeah.
That's right.
And $200 for a sound system, like a sound bar and a subwoofer.
You want to know, like,
praise the Lord.
Spencer has that VHS TV. Yeah. It's
like 12 by 12.
Yeah.
Like a foot cube kind of a thing. Yeah. That was probably $800.
It probably
oh my
was.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. People are
And that was
that.
A steal. That was like, you get into it.
What were you saying the first thing?
Hey, we got an extra mic if you want to come with us.
She's okay.
She's got my favorite sweatshirt on. She's doing her own thing.
No. It's going to be a no for me.
Her sweater says, doing my own thing. I love it when we go like to a restaurant or something. Hey, this is my wife, by the way. She's doing her own thing.
I like it.
You notice that?
Oh. Yeah, it's great.
You want a mic?
She's doing her own thing.
She's doing her own thing,
Let her do her own thing.
Hey, I don't want to harsh your mellow. There you go.
Are you guys, what are you
chatting
about?
Chatting about their
Levi was telling something,
moving.
But then it got sidetracked. And
wait, Levi, you're talking about teenagers and then what?
TV prices. We were talking about prices. TV, how cheap they are now.
So pretty interesting stuff.
We were about to move on to the weather, but might have to table that.
Let's just do a weather podcast. Like, how is the weather?
Man, it's crazy. I woke up yesterday, it was 26 degrees.
I know.
I had to go work on pools.
Heather and I have a kind of a feud because she has a different weather app than I use. And mine.
Oh, now we are talking about the weather.
Mine gives what the weather's gonna do, and Heather's is what it did. So it's like we're like trying to figure out.
Definitely the opposite. Definitely the opposite. His will say on the radar what happened already, so it comes up to 9 p.m. Mine says from 9 p.m. going forward. So who I say, well, it's going to rain. Like, it rained, but it's not going to anymore.
So you're looking at the past?
Nope.
Look at the past.
My mustache hairs are sticking up. It's going to rain. She's like, that is.
No, I'm feeling a pain in my knee.
Nothing to do with that.
My knee hurts. It's going to rain.
You said it opposite.
Huh?
Did you? You said it opposite. That's hilarious. Mine is the future.
Well, that's the same argument we have about the air conditioning. Like turning the air up. What does that mean? Does that mean turning the temperature up or turning
the numbers
cold,
go up.
Cold air up?
Or the numbers, go, if they go down, it's down.
How,
say turn the air up. Does that mean
make it hotter
or what turn the air conditioner up?
What do you think it means?
Thank you.
I think it means make it hotter.
What
do you think it means?
No, I've always said numbers, but he's always like, well, what do you mean?
Now,
like,
why do I have that voice? Like, why do you give me that?
What do you mean?
The air or the, I'm like, what?
Wait, I'm sorry.
Make it warmer.
Before you get excited, what do you think it means?
Turn it up.
Yeah, like, what does that mean?
I mean, the numbers increase or they decrease.
Right, so hotter is increase. What's the argument?
He thinks it means the blowing of the air.
I would
know
that.
He means you turn up the cold more.
He thinks it's the blowing of the air.
If someone says turn the air up, I would think that you crank that AC. You get it colder.
So
I'm in the car and someone said, can you turn the air up? It's hot. Right?
Yeah.
So maybe you turn the air up or you turn the heat up.
Yeah, I know. I think, and then you say, it's cold in here. Can you turn... I think you have to specify if it's heat or
where
cold.
Once I was so confident on my side.
You would be dictated by what
I am
it's
no
like
longer
outside.
Well, let me posit this.
Okay.
Like, really, even if you turn the heater on, that's air conditioning because you're conditioning the air.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, someone got mad at me because I said, can you turn the air conditioning hot? And they go, what? It's heater or air conditioning. I go, but you know what I meant. We don't need to get about
like, are we really going to? That's what's going to separate us.
You know what? Sometimes life gets to that point. Okay.
Well, right.
Sometimes you need
got their
that
suitcase
win.
On the bed. No, I can't live with you.
You've been doing this for 25 years. So
what's your air conditioning in the house strategy? Do you have one?
Well, I don't.
Not in this one.
We need to get.
Let's talk about it because we.
Let's talk about that.
Okay, guys. Let's just. Can I? Yesterday in Missouri, St. Louis, it was 20 degrees outside.
Yeah.
20. Today it was 60.
I
walk in the house, their house today. Their house is 80 degrees.
Whose? Right.
This house.
Yours. Yeah. I walked in and I was like, this is
I know.
Hot as the sun.
We're getting old. It's like,
no,
it smells like urine.
Oh, God.
It smells like ammonia.
But I don't know.
Like urine how?
The thing doesn't work. Like, it's just hard to keep it regulated. Then when it's right now, because the sun's beating down, I should be shutting all those shades, and that makes
should
it not
be
so hot.
Too.
But I did.
But it's constantly.
I just don't know how it gets to 80 degrees because there's nothing in the, like you didn't have it set at 80 degrees.
We've got these big windows and the sun is just beaming in. Maybe that's the problem.
I don't know.
It's the sun's fault.
We just when you think about it, it's 26, so we had the air higher. in temperature.
Mm-hmm. This is a fascinating podcast, though, Livy. Yeah, I think talking about the weather.
And then air conditioning.
Yeah. And air conditioning, yeah.
When did you guys
So we talked about TV prices.
Let's talk about paint drying. We
talked about air conditioning.
It is amazing how it dries different colors.
I've been painting.
About big windows.
Let's talk about something more interesting, like jobs.
That's the least less interesting.
Okay, we'll
talk about... Can we get to gas prices? Can we hit gas prices real quick and then go to jobs?
Let's talk about Dad's day yesterday.
My day yesterday. Well,
First of all, we drove back from Panama City the day before.
I did. I was in Nashville for 12 hours, and it cost me about $1,000.
Worth it. You shouldn't say
that. John Christ had his...
40th.
His girlfriend set up a surprise party for him at the comedy club in Nashville.
Zanies.
Yeah. And so it was a secret. This is like a surprise. So I was thinking, am I going to drive it? Because then I have to drive back tomorrow again. Mm-hmm. So I decided to fly. So anyway, we get there.
At the last minute, by the way.
Long story short, it was really sweet.
He booked the ticket yesterday.
And Nate Bergazzi was there and Leanne Morgan was there. Of course, John was there and some other comics and did like a roast of John.
Which is fine.
How'd that go?
It went good. I didn't really know what to expect, you know, because I haven't done a roast in a long time.
Yeah. So did you really rip into him?
Do a little material stuff. Well, that's the thing. It's like I didn't know kind of what to do. Like any kind of ripping in him was got last. But then I would try to, I didn't know if I should do some material stuff. Mm. But that didn't work at all.
Yeah.
So, but it was very lighthearted and
that's good.
You know.
So was he surprised?
He was very surprised. He's such a sweet guy, you know.
He is very sweet.
It was great. I got to talk to Nate for a long time.
He's so cool.
Because he had just done SNL. I was asking him about that. And I was like, Keenan, is Keenan a nice guy? He seems like, Keenan's the best. He goes, he's kind of like the guy that, the glue that, kind of like the chief of the show.
He's like,
you can do anything.
Yeah. He's amazing.
Yeah. And he said it was really great because they weren't controlling. They just kind of let you do your thing. That's why they have you on the show. So they work around the host very much. So they go in Monday and they're like in the writing room and they're getting skits together and ideas and they break off into, you have different meetings about different skits. And I don't know if you knew this about Saturday Night Live, but they do a pre-show before the show. They do the whole show and then some.
Really?
In front of a different audience.
Really?
Wow.
To see what skits work and what don't. And they'll take skits out. So the George Washington skit, they were going to cut that.
No, that was so good.
But then they did it the pre-show and it just destroyed. So they kept that on there. But
that was the best.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So that was, and he said like Lorne Michaels is just, he's the head of the show. He's been doing it forever since they started. He said, man, that guy's got the best job ever. He just walks in, does what he wants and just kind of has that. Because it's been going, it's been 50 years probably.
Wow.
Almost 50. I think they started in the late 70s. No, wait, it might have been the mid 70s. But
do you know if that like pushed him? That SNL's got to push you to a different stratosphere. Like if you're.
Oh, he's the biggest in the country right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy. There's no question.
Nate is? Mm-hmm. Yes.
I like that. It's so cool that he's clean too.
Well, I told him. I said, and Leanne Morgan. I was like, you guys are saving comedy right now.
Yeah.
And they were like, what? I was like, yeah. I mean,
that's a good picture. There,
because people are just eating it up. But yeah, I mean, he's like you go in the green room, and you know, you're talking to Nate and stuff. Just it's just normal. Then you go in there, and they've got he's on Variety magazine.
Yeah.
Wow. Two different issues and these other things. You're like,
that's so
it's
crazy.
So cool. Just a great dude.
Yeah, really that makes me happy because he's just the best. He's my favorite.
I mean, he's got the creepiest eyes in comedy.
That's
for sure.
That's a good point.
Is that? I don't know if he has an iron deficiency or something.
He definitely has serial killer vibes.
He's
like
very,
eyes,
yeah,
for
it's
sure.
very.
Iron
that's
deficiency.
That's the only, I wouldn't even call it negative. That's just something he probably
it's
needs
just
to
a good,
I kinda like
go to
it.
The doctor.
Yeah, just something to Why, just pocket.
We met him because we were at the Johnny W was touring with you.
Yeah.
And Nate was performing. So like we went and saw him and met him in the green room.
Yeah.
All he had was a case of water and sweetest fish. Like that was his green room. That's his rider.
That's what he looked like way back.
His rider was sweetest fish and water.
Yeah,
so
I don't do that. I don't ask for really anything either. I just don't.
Are you off it? Like, what's your rider now?
I don't even know. I don't even know if I have any kind of demands. Mm. We just have technical demands like sound issues and where we can park the bus and stuff. And you got a shower and everything. But it's pretty low key. I mean, you get some of those bands are pretty demanding.
Yeah. When you guys were on the road with them, though, didn't you guys have that spread?
I had so many Rolos.
We did. I think it was Rolos and Cheez-Its.
Rolos, extra baked Cheez-Its, and a fruit and meat
spread.
Meat and cheese and fruit platter.
But what was the Rolos and Cheez-Its about?
Somebody wanted Cheez-Its at one point, and they go, put it on the rider.
I think it was a joke, and it never just was off the rider. It just stayed on.
Yeah. That's funny. I mean, there was many shows where those boxes just weren't even touched.
Yeah,
because like, you're just like, if I see another Cheez-It, I might lose it.
If I see another Cheez-It, I'll probably eat it.
I'm probably like going to eat a couple and then get mad.
I cheese it. I eat it. It's a Cheez-It.
I eat it. A Cheez-It. If I see it.
If I see it, I Jesus eats it, Jesus.
If I see it, I seize it and eats it.
I seize it to eat it. I eat a couple Rolos.
That's what Dan Cookie called it. He's like, when they take communion of those wafers, he called it a Jeez-It.
Oh my God.
That's what it is? Mean,
that's
blasphemous.
That's amazing. I do want to know what were like the best roasts. Can you remember?
The best roasts. They were just talking about like therapy and just, you know, because to them, what he was accused of or whatever was just like, that's called a Thursday.
That's like, I know. Yeah. You know, exactly.
Oh, it's a guy who likes girls. He likes hanging out with girls and going rollerblading with them. I don't know.
Did you say the one thing that you were going
to
say?
What he did?
What's that?
You're like, this probably is not very natural for you to be in a big.
Oh, yeah. I said, it was about rehab. I said, it's weird for you because you're in a room full of people that aren't seated in a circle. But I think the best one.
Did
you
laugh at that?
Yeah. I think the one that got the best was I said, are you married yet? And you're not married. I was like, Trey Kennedy is married and he has a kid and he's gay.
Oh my gosh.
That's so good.
Was Trey there?
No.
Oh.
I don't know if he was.
That's so funny.
But roasts are really fun. And that's the thing. If you do a roast, you just got to stick with
the
person.
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
100%.
So. Yeah.
100%.
Do you remember watch Dean Martin roast when you were
Dean
kid?
Martin roast. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They were. Like now they're pretty.
That's old.
I mean, if you watch it on the MTV roast or
roast
Snoop Dogg, they're just crazy.
No, Snoop Dogg is just at every one of them.
Yeah, that's true. It's him and Jeff Ross.
Yeah.
You know, his best friend is Martha Stewart.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
But they're actually best friends.
Yeah, they're actually. Yeah. Yeah.
I love
is that,
that
why they did the show together so or they funny. Became best friends doing the show?
I don't probably. I'm
no,
thinking.
they were. Okay, so they just. Okay, first of all, Snoop Dogg just started doing everything.
Right.
Like he just hit a certain point where he's like, I think I've done. The things that are like, I want to do, so now I'm going to do like everything. Like, I'm going to be in a flag football league. I'm going to make my own brand of lighters. He makes his own, like, little lighters with Martha Stewart. And and then at a certain point, I think he just, like, kind of kept doing stuff with Martha Stewart, and they just came really close. Right. And then they got a show out of it because people were like, this is hilarious. It's Snoop Dogg
and Martha Stewart. And they do roasts together.
And I think it might have been that.
Yeah.
But they were like, they did a few roasts together.
So she's also at the roasts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of them. I've never seen these MTV roasts.
They're like, they're extremely inappropriate.
Yeah.
They had a Justin Bieber one.
Mm-hmm.
And
they had a Jonas Brothers one.
Yeah.
They had a Trump roast.
Yep.
Yeah.
Think yeah, they're, else.
They're mostly good. Not good.
Yeah. Most of them aren't.
There's some
Pete
funny
Davidson's
bits.
Pretty funny.
The thing though is like a roast, it's either like really not funny or it's like the funniest thing ever.
Yeah.
Like,
or you
it
just
really
hit it.
Is hit or miss, I feel like, with a roast.
Yeah. As long as everybody can get the joke.
I feel like if everyone
inside.
Yeah, if you're when they were doing it and they don't hit, it's like a very obscure reference to something they did like 35 years ago. Right. And it's like no one knows what you're talking about.
Or it's just between them.
Yeah.
And then nobody gets that for the
remember that one time?
Yeah.
You did that thing and it was dumb.
That was great.
It's like it's not a roast when you do toast like at a wedding.
Yeah.
You know, we were in college and you were like, I never made your bed and I made it for you. And you're like, you remember that?
See that? Yeah. That reaction is exactly right. So that was a great example, Dad. Good job.
Well, it's like going to do a comedy show. And this is, I'm going to do an imitation of my uncle. I mean,
yeah.
Well, we don't know your uncle.
Right.
I think we were talking before about. I think that's an idea. Like we were talking about. Levi worked at a coffee shop, and you just kind of stand around, and it's just doing a bit on the conversations you hear that coffee shop workers when they're not working, just the random. I think that works.
Yeah. Like,
No,
I don't know.
Like, what did you talk about? It's just all.
I haven't done.
It's all usually about your schedule. I mean, I'm coming Thursday. I think Trevor is gonna fill in for me, so I'm gonna work a double shift for him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, all the things you just talk about because you have nothing else to do other than talk.
Right.
Man, I talked about this one guy with my manager. I talked about his car almost every day because we both had a Mazda. And that was our...
There's your connection.
I was like, man, did you see the new Mazda? He goes, I did. It's really cool.
I did.
It's cool.
Nice Mazda.
And we would chat about it, and I would chat about different features that we liked about the Mazda. Because we had... almost every time. Otherwise, we just wouldn't talk to each other. But when you do, you're just kind of standing there. Nobody's in the shop. It's 9 a.m., you know?
The rush is over.
I've cleaned everything, and I just have to stand there until 3.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I got CarPlay in mine. You have CarPlay in yours? No. Yeah, it's really cool.
Oh, yeah, I think I'm going to get a duplicate key at some point.
I can't do car talk.
Well, that's funny because your dad does that with Stacy because he got a warranty or something for her car.
Certified car.
Oh, certified. And... What does he always say when he sees
her? Yeah, he always just would tell her, that's certified. That's a good car.
Yeah.
You liking that car?
You liking the car?
And I do certified. The same thing.
Yeah. We all do.
It was sweet.
Anytime I make a comment about somebody,
DNA.
She would laugh because it was years later and she's like, here he comes. He's going to say it.
Yeah.
I'm getting less and less good at small talk. I don't know if I'm losing my ability or I care less.
I thought about this recently too. Because I was...
It's like, man.
There's a lot of opportunities. So I started working at a pool company.
Yeah, here we're
small. Okay. I got a job.
Rich boy.
Yeah. Got a job.
The pool boy.
And sometimes the owners of the pool will come out. The owners of the house.
Can I just say, because Levi can only be around mansions.
I can only be around mansions with large pools.
He says if there's not a mansion and there's not a pool with a hot tub connected, I don't want to be there.
Why would I want to be there?
What is the point if I can't thrive off of somebody else's hard work and wealth? So I thought the best thing for me
is
church mouse. Yeah.
Sorry.
This is my domain.
No, but I thought about that because you kind of just have these encounters that are strictly small talk.
Yeah.
Because we all know what's happening. There's no need for the owner to come out and say anything other than just to be, cordial. But I just realized it happened today where the guy was talking to us, and luckily my coworker is very chatty and he loves talking. So he was just talking. I was just like, man, I used to be really good at this when I worked with dad. Cause that's what I had to do every day, all day. Because new people are talking to you, so good. You have to talk about all the new stuff. And then it happened today and I was just like, I couldn't be less interested in saying anything. So I didn't say anything to three people. I just kind of waved and smiled and laughed a little bit at their dumb jokes and not at the people
you're working with.
At the homeowners.
Oh, it's the homeowners. Okay.
It's just one of the deals is you have to do this really simple job and you have to wait and the person will come out and he's not working. He's retired. So he's like, I got all the time in the world to just talk about nothing.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just don't have any input to talk about nothing right now.
That's so funny.
And I kind of was like, I used to be so good at this and I just don't care at all. It was a weird feeling. It was like, am I different?
You got atrophied. You atrophied.
I think so.
The other day I met my next door neighbor and he's a very interesting person. But that kept happening where it was like, he just is there to talk. And, I'm working and I come out to grab an Amazon box because that's the only time you see me during the day.
You don't even have your whole body out.
Door, no.
You see her.
She hit
her arm and reach out.
Reaching out. Hey. But no, there he was.
Just the Grinch fingers.
There he was and he was ready. And so, I mean, he was an interesting guy and he was telling me way too much information about his life. How his wife left him for another man who lives behind the Target up the street.
He's remarried.
I'm back in.
It's D and Deborah or something like that.
D and D.
D and D.
Double D.
And like really three deep, times but. It would happen where I was like, oh, like it was so nice meeting you. Like I'm sure I'll see you around. And I go back in. Oh, one more thing. And I'm like, okay, here we go. And I'm like, peek out. Yeah. So those three trees in the back there, those are yours. Great. Thank you. You know, so I'll see you around. See you around.
She's marking his territory.
Oh, one more thing.
That's a
yeah,
thing.
Yeah. What's up? I have lived here since 1970. And yes. This house was built. I'm like, oh my God. Please let what's me go the, back to work.
We have to say his name. But usually their name is like Ron.
His name, yeah.
You know, just
his name was actually Horace, but.
Horace? That's right. That's
right. I forgot what his really? Real name was.
Yeah. I love that name.
So he was like very interesting, but at the same time, I was like, I think this guy could kill me maybe. I don't know.
No, nice. No.
Nah, I've seen him throw a baseball. He cannot.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I went to the backyard because he was.
Yeah, serial killers can throw a baseball really
we
well.
Get home and Levi and Eli were supposed to be there and we can't find them anywhere. Nowhere
was
in the house.
And their car was there, but
we
they
literally like looked everywhere and we find them in D's yard.
Yeah.
Just chatting and passing a baseball. With
D built a basketball court today. In the woods.
Yeah. In the dirt. There was no, it wasn't even flat. There were still trees and sticks poking out, and there was a basketball hoop.
Just no, in the grass.
I think he just stuck it into the backyard. Like,
in
the
woods. Yeah, in the grass.
Ground.
So there's just a pole so, in the yard.
It'd be like in your woods back there.
Yeah.
If you put a basketball
hoop. Like
if
you just looked out there, there's a hoop out there.
That's hilarious.
Okay. Is it an actual hoop or is it like a peach basket? Like
no, it's an actual hoop.
Built, concreted into the ground.
Yeah.
I don't think it has a net.
No.
Oh, I hate that. I hate that.
But you get it.
Yeah.
Those park rims that have no nets.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, you get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing, though. Love it. So funny.
But it's in the woods?
It's like in the woods.
Yeah.
Were you guys playing?
No, we just saw it.
Oh, okay.
And I asked him about it.
There's like a ping pong table out there.
Yeah, what did he say about it?
Well, I was like, it's a nice hoop. And he goes, yeah. I was like,
and he didn't talk.
And then Eli is like, did you put concrete on it? Like, is there like a pad there? And he goes, no.
So he was chatty with Libby, but not with you.
No. He was very chatty. He just didn't want to talk about
it. For over an hour, they chatted.
Oh, but he didn't want to talk about
it. Was it an hour?
Yes.
It was a long time.
Yes, because
I was like, it feels like it was forever.
It was.
But because we were playing baseball for most of the time. And then he just kind of walks over.
Yeah.
And he just stands there and we're like, oh, sorry. I don't know what we're sorry for, but. And then we introduce ourselves. It's like, I introduced myself and he was kind of surprised that I was introducing myself a little bit. Like he had been there for a little while. I was like, hi, I'm Levi. And he goes, oh, hey. And we were talking for a little bit. He was talking to Eli.
Did you say you were Olivia's sister? I was like, our brother.
Yeah.
No, brother? I didn't get a chance.
Did you say that you were my sister?
No, he was talking about Umsul. Oh, he didn't have a chance.
You ever get that anxiety though when you're talking to somebody you don't know their name, but you haven't just come right out the beginning. Hey, oh, I'm Tim. But then you're like, the longer it goes, you're like, oh.
This is what you do.
I don't know your name.
You ignore it, but then the next time you see them, you're like, oh, like we've met, but like we never like formally introduced ourselves. Like I'm Olivia.
Right.
That's what you do.
It's pretty good.
Except for the times when you know you're supposed to know their name. It's just
it happens
been
at
so
church
long.
All the time. I mean, we're in live church. I mean, I knew these people for 2 years and just and I'm just trying to do the memory techniques by for lose them.
There's a
and
lot
then
of
there's two people that I know, but they don't know each other, but I don't know their name. So I'm like, this are you guys going to do this?
There's a lady from
why don't you introduce yourselves?
I mean, I have her name in my phone. She knows all you guys. She's been on mission trips with you.
Yeah, you've been on mission trips.
Never remember her
world.
Name.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's frustrating. I'm picturing it right now. And I can't think of her name. Mm. So annoying.
Man, there are some.
Oh, is it Catherine? No, it's Rebecca.
I think it is Kathy.
My name is Rebecca.
It's Rebecca.
Okay. It's Rebecca.
Anyway.
I kind of do. I love the game, though. I love the game of trying to figure out someone's name without them knowing that I don't know their name.
Mm-hmm.
I got to do that at work because I got a job at a pool company, guys. I got a job.
Wow.
Yay.
Thanks. And the guy that I work with every day is, I didn't remember his name for the first 2 days. So I kind of had to like wait around until somebody said it. And then I was literally like boom. There was a bunch of shelves and I was like standing in one of the shelf areas and then someone said his name. I go, we're in business, baby. I figured out his name all by myself.
Then you said it like 20 times that day.
Yeah. Like I'm like, hey, but you know, call him his name. I'm not going to say it.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I feel like that's something you're supposed to do in podcasts is not say people's real names.
Yeah, Levy.
Oh, yeah, Horace. Whatever. Horace doesn't know what the internet is. It's fine. I don't know. He has a basketball hoop.
In the woods.
Yeah, in the woods. Yeah.
He still has a dish on the side of his house. The big one.
Yes. You get it?
Ooh, do we have a memorable strange neighbor?
Good question.
Oh, ooh, I know one that you have when you were a child.
Oh.
That girl who thought that grandma was a single mother
with three sons.
Oh yeah,
three sons.
Yeah,
three
Kathy. Sons.
Yeah,
Kathy. Dave. She thought my dad was my older brother.
She had a little something wrong, a little touch of something.
Yeah, Kathy. She would just walk in the house and just look in the fridge and just kind of look around.
That's
well,
a
then
homie.
She walked in the house one time. With
that's
one
family.
Of the, with one of the guys.
Oh, she yeah, walked in on the what was it, Glenn Turnbow. She walked in their house and he comes out and I don't know if he was just butt naked or whatever.
He was on the pot.
He was on the pot, but I don't know if they had toilet paper. She comes out waddling with whatever and she's standing in the hallway. He freaked.
He's like, Kathy, get out of here.
Kathy, get out of here.
Gosh. Oh my God.
And he's like the nicest guy ever. But like, I've had enough. Yeah. I can't do this.
This is where I draw the line.
This can't be a thing in my life. This is not the kind of surprise I can handle.
I was sitting there when I first, I didn't know you very well, but you said, just wait at the house. The door's unlocked. I sat at the kitchen table, and all of a sudden, this she was sitting across the table from me.
Yeah.
She goes, can I sing you a song? And she's saying, Amazing Grace. She just sang the whole song, and I was like, yeah. This is amazing. Who is this person?
We loved her to death. I mean, she came to the door one day, and I guess she was like going through the change, you know,
right.
of oh, womanhood. Yeah. And she said, and she was telling me about that. And I was like, yep. I didn't know what I said. Yep, Kathy. Yeah, things are starting to change. And she goes, yep, things are starting to change.
So she said that a few times. Tell about the. Thanksgiving dinner is the last one when she told us all about Thanksgiving. She came over and she's like, I had the best Thanksgiving. You were asking her the questions
yeah, what'd
you ask
have
her.
Yet?
The yams. Like, about the yams.
About the yams.
But she went.
She goes. She goes. She goes. God, I love yams.
She got the list of
stuff. Yeah, dude.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
That's so good.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
She was fun.
Kathy so was, good.
She, we were like, oh my God.
God, I love yam.
Sometimes.
Yams is a big thing. It was,
she liked those
she
yams.
Loved the yams. I
thought it was hilarious. She goes, could Dave play? She'd ask if your
she
dad
asked
could
if
play.
My dad could play with her.
Because she's one of the sons. And that grandma was the mom.
Yeah. We are our neighbors across the street, the Hellings, and Don was like a pro bowler.
Yeah.
My neighbor across the street, like he was on ABC, he won like a tournament on, like that was a big deal. That was national.
Yeah,
stuff.
Back then.
So he was kind of a hero. But his wife is Addie, and she's just one of those places. She always needs to go. She always needs to.
Oh, it's so good.
She's just the nicest person to ever.
And we always go, Addie, will you knock it off? Yeah. Stay here and talk.
I just
know you guys are busy. I know you're busy. No, we're not busy.
We
have nothing to do.
We need to go see them.
She had something about. She had gotten some watermelon. They had grown some watermelons.
They were on vacation. They picked up some watermelons.
Picked up some watermelons, and they gave, and they were just so excited about giving us these watermelons. And we take them home, and we cut them open, and they're just like green. There weren't even any red. It was just green, horrible. And so she never lived that down.
Well, you made a sign and put it in her yard.
Oh, I made a sign. Yeah.
And you said, then you had the watermelons opened up where they're all white and just made a big scene on her yard. And she was just like, oh my gosh, I can't. I'm so sick.
so we
beside
could.
Beside herself.
Yeah, they had a deal. Oh gosh, bless her heart. Because they love working in the yard. They have a beautiful yard and everything. And her husband, Don, he was doing fertilizer, but he used Roundup. So he basically killed all the grass. And it was
the rose bush.
And the rose bush. It was a big deal. It was like distraught. I mean, these people love working in the yard. Oh, yeah. And he basically just torched
the whole yard. Though, but he torched the yard by accident.
The grass is just all dead.
Can you imagine throwing fertilizer the night before on your grass and you wake up and your lawn is completely brown? Destroyed.
Yeah, they were out there trying to plan out new. She goes, "Well, I guess it was time for some new stuff anyway. It'd been here for a long time, and I'm just sure the neighbors just must be thinking, oh, she was all in a tither because she talks real fast too, and is apologizing about every other thing.
That might be the cleanest neighborhood.
Yeah,
like
so
that
nice.
Little right there. There's one house in the corner that's got a bunch of trees, but like all the rest of it, like just really nice yards, really clean, like." Square 1950s, you know, American dream houses.
Every yard, is this fair? Like,
you know, same size, everything.
Say, if your parents ever sell, they would. We had lots of our friends that wanted to buy your parents' house if they ever sold it.
Yeah. It's a great house.
Yeah,
it is.
That was a good neighborhood.
Man, I remember I did we used to rake leaves at Don's house.
Oh yeah,
yeah. He would give us the most crisp $10 I've ever seen in my life.
Dang, he gave you $10,
brand new.
How old were you?
Yeah, and this was like back in the day.
I was like nine.
He just reached in his pocket, just peeled off a 10.
He peeled off a 10, and I was like, "This is the most money I'll ever make." And I think I was right.
And he was right. You were right. Yeah,
tax free.
Because we would literally, because I think Spencer and I would do it, and we'd rake it up into a big thing. We'd jump in it 3 or 4 times, we'd rake it up again, jump in it a few more times, and then rake it up, and then we'd be like, "All right, we're done."
That's so cute.
He goes, and then we get a $10 bill.
I mowed my neighbor's yard, and I just get paid $18. Whoa, that's just kind of random, isn't it?
It
was 18.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what you were worth. That's what it was worth. They decided that.
It brought to the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Don taught me how to gut a fish.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. In his garage.
When he taught you that. It's terrible.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I didn't watch it.
You didn't like it?
I was too young.
No, not for me.
I liked catching the fish, and then I was like, I don't want to touch it. I just want to catch it.
You guys caught a lot of fish that time, too.
Yeah, fish are disgusting.
A lot of fish.
Fish are disgusting.
They're disgusting. I don't
we caught like 10 fish in that pond.
It's fun to do, but then after you catch it, like,
Yeah.
What do I do with it now?
Stick up, they cut you. Little fin.
They're squirming. You're like, stop, make it stop. You're like,
you got to put the glove on and kind of.
Can you just die in peace? Please stop me freaking out. Fish.
It's just all fish. Big.
All small. Right. I want to watch this video.
What is this?
Yeah. So if you haven't seen Dune, I recommend it. I love that movie.
Levi's already seen
it
twice.
Do you actually love it?
I do love it. I watched it twice.
Is this a new one? Or
yeah, it's a new one.
This is a new one. It is 3 hours long. It's not for everybody.
3 weeks ago.
But it's a beautiful movie.
But it definitely didn't have that guy in it.
It's definitely. So dang this long. This is the great worm.
Is the thing turned up? So what is it about? What's Dune about?
Dune is, it's like, it's set in 10,000 AD, 10,000 something.
Mm-hmm.
Good people of Arrakis, it's me, Shia Lud, your beloved sandworm of the desert. Many people are saying Paul Atreides, little Paul Atreides, I call him Pesky Paul. He's al Mahdi. People are calling him Lisan al Gaib. Pesky Paul's calling himself Muad'Dib. He said, Muad'Dib, I'm a little desert mouse. Just a humble little desert mouse. And he is very tiny. I saw him. I could crush him easily. Folks, you can't trust Pesky Paul. He's got the Bene Gesserit. Nasty women. Nasty women. Those Bene Gesserit trying to control the outcome of events. He's going around the desert. He's going to the south of the southern border. He's bringing up religious fanatics from the south. He's trying to wage a holy war in the whole universe. Now the Harkonnens, we don't like the Harkonnens, folks. They're terrible. They're terrible. They gave us a bad deal, but I can get a better deal from the Harkonnens. What can I say? They want our spice. It's the most precious substance in the universe. We're going to get a better deal. We're going to make Arrakis great again. It's going to be an amazing time. We're going to have paradise here in Arrakis, not because of Pesky Paul, but because of your old friend Shia Lud.
Lud. I didn't get
so
any.
So if you
of
have
that.
Any questions yeah. about Dune, they're answered there.
If you haven't seen the movie, it's fine. But if you have seen it, that's an incredible synopsis of the entire film in a very digestible way.
Yes.
I watched that after I watched the movie, and we're happy. I watched it. I watched that video after the movie, and it's just like, this is the most perfect point to put like a Trump impression in.
Yes, it was so good.
Like a big mushroom thing.
With it's like
teeth.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a big worm.
Luke, give us like a 20-second recap
of Dune.
Yeah.
Both of them are just Dune 2.
Just the second one.
Levi would be better for this.
I'm thinking like
twice.
Asangaib.
Asangaib. All right, here you go.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Takes place on a planet called Arrakis in 10,000 AD, a certain 10,000 whatever. Basically what's happening is the Emperor of the Galaxy has
Christopher Walken
has decided to eradicate House Atreides, a great noble house of the galaxies, because there's a Imperium.
Timothy Chalamet
and Oscar Isaac, his father. In the second movie, Timothy Chalamet, survives, and he gets taken in by the locals of this planet called Arrakis, Zendaya. Which is a desert. Yeah, Zendaya. And he's got special powers because his mother is like a kind of a witch a little bit. I don't really know what they
are. He's like
a Jedi. Kind of like a Jedi, and there's this whole plot where they've created a storyline. Her people, his mom's people, have created this storyline in the universe that there's going to be this sort of messiah.
5 seconds.
And throughout the movie, you kind of see that play out and the prophecy get fulfilled on this planet. And it's like it kind of this old school, very kind of Jesus-like story.
Time. Yes.
But it's told in like this very hyper futuristic timeline.
Frank Herbert wrote this book in the 70s and George Lucas was inspired to make Star Wars based on this book.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's good to know.
Oh, so I thought that it was like they're trying to be another Star Wars. But.
No, so it's original. Then there was a movie in the 70s and it sucked. Now they made two new ones.
Okay.
They're pretty good.
Because I did, I remember the old one and I've never seen it. But this is good. That's worth a watch.
Yeah.
It's long.
It's pretty good. It changed Levi's life. You've been thinking about it. Have you ever thought about a movie this long?
Not this long, no. Well, maybe, probably.
But it changed your life how?
It's just got a lot of, it's as a movie, it's very intense. It's got a lot of story and it's got like a lot of meaning in a bunch of different ways. And I resonated with it a lot.
Cool.
Nice.
But it's very,
I'll watch it.
It's got some very deep themes. Very, it's interesting, like religiously, I think, because it's got some like interesting, like visual on like religion.
Yeah. Cause they'll say like, they're just giving hope to control them.
Yeah, it's super interesting. I think there's a lot to it.
Yeah, interesting.
I really liked it. I liked the first one just because it was aesthetically, as a movie, it's stunning.
If this movie came out in like this beautifully, like 20 years ago, it would be like the greatest movie of all time. Like it's if Avatar didn't come out, this would be.
Here's the deal, though. Here's the deal.
I've even seen it
right now. It's the best looking film I think I've ever seen.
Yeah,
and like filmed in the best, like filmed the best, and the soundtrack with it is just insane. And it's kind of like, and I think a key is like when you watch the movie, you don't even think about it. I didn't think about it the first time I watched it. Like that, I was watching a movie. It felt very real in a way. I mean, it is a movie, of course, but it's...
Here's my hot take. You ready?
Cool.
Yeah.
Timothy Chalamet is the next or the new Nicolas Cage.
Also that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's that was a curveball. Now, what do you mean? Because he's going to be in everything?
No, he'll just throw you with a real cringe line.
I love you till I can't breathe anymore.
Yeah, he'll be like...
That was one of
no,
those.
Really?
Yeah.
I love you with all my heart until I can't breathe.
But like, so he's good, but then he does that.
He's fine.
Nicolas Cage.
We're going to steal the Declaration of Independence.
He'll just like throw out lines where you're like.
Wait, what's his name?
There was an old, cop show. It was like in the 90s, I think. And it was the guy. He was a kind of a blonde haired dude.
Yeah.
And he would always do those lines. But he was just kind of that everything was cool. And one of the lines he used, and I can't remember, was vroom, vroom. Vroom, vroom.
That's amazing.
I forget his name in the show.
That's
but
amazing.
I'll think of it at some point.
Oh, man. He did Blade Runner, too.
It's the same guy. Blade Runner 2049.
But you haven't seen that. That's
Timothy is obviously better than Nicholas, but
Timothy was in Wonka.
He very often reminds me.
Have you seen Wonka? Not bad.
Great movie.
It's not.
I'm excited.
Okay, so this is about Willy Wonka building.
Yeah.
The fact
his origin.
It was like a kid. Like go into it like it's like a kid's movie.
Okay.
It's
I like Timothy Chalamet.
I like him too.
I think,
and I also want to preface: I'm obsessed with Nicolas Cage. I yeah. love him.
Yeah.
I have a pillow of his face.
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage is great.
Dream scenario? I don't think so. We do want to have a Nicolas Cage party where we watch Nicolas Cage movies and we all have to dress up like him.
That is a great idea. Yeah. Just as
it, from a movie.
From different characters. Movies.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Now, what is it about him? It's like he's so ridiculous that he's great. Is that the deal?
I'm going to save you. I don't know. Yeah. It's just the way he says it.
He's so serious.
I think he's so, like, he plays these parts. I don't know. I feel like there's part of it where you look at him and you're like, this is just a guy playing in a movie.
This is just a guy who's acting.
And it's like, you know, some people are the character, but this is just Nick Cage in National Treasure. Yeah. And he's just like, we're going to steal the Declaration of Independence. I go, that's Nick Cage going to steal the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah,
I don't even know what his name is in the movie.
But one of my literally, this is like top five movie would be his newest one, The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
That's,
is that
that's,
it? I always get the name
that
wrong.
Might have been the best movie I've
so
seen.
Good.
Yeah, with Pedro.
So
in the
good.
Last few years.
It's,
yeah.
I agree with you because I went in it's with brilliant. Very low hopes
yeah.
and he leaned into himself being Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was really good.
It was awesome. Right. Such a good movie.
Yeah. I mean, he's got some incredible performances too, which is really funny.
Well, like what?
It's like, what's the movie, the family story, the Christmas one? Family Man? Have you seen Family Man? Christmas movie?
Is that the one where with Taya Leone, where, I don't know.
You're probably right. It's the one where he like is a very rich man, and then he like, what would have happened if he married the love of his life a long time ago? Pretty Very good movie.
Wonderful movie. And he comes back into real time. He tries to convince here that this is these are our kids and this is okay.
Yeah, really good. The other one was he was a cop and he like made a wager with the waitress that if he wins a lottery.
We watched that like 3 weeks ago.
It was good.
We did too.
It was the thing is like it's a entertaining movie.
Yeah.
And it's nice because it's like I don't know. A lot of movies are just like
with
too
Rosie
artsy.
Perez. What was Rosie Perez?
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing? You're spending all the money. You're spending all the money. You're crazy. You're giving the money away.
It's so good.
What are you doing? Is that like Puerto Rican or something? It was the worst. Like, this is not a couple. This
his wife was like that. That was his wife.
Yeah, you're talking about. It's almost like Mike Tyson. What are you doing?
That's a good impression.
Hey, honey. What? We got to talk about our show. Okay. We stayed up till like 2 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
The
other here
night.
We go.
And the show, have we talked to you about it?
Mom told me a
Married
little bit
at
about
First
it.
Sight.
Yes.
Married at First Sight. And it's there. It's basically people meet each other. They have these counselors or specialists that pair people up. Kind of an arranged marriage, and they actually the first time they meet is on at the altar, and they get married.
Yep,
they don't even know their name.
And it's just
weird.
It's one of those where it kind of sucks the life out of you, but you can't stop
you
watching.
You have to watch all of it.
And you guys haven't seen it.
I have seen some episodes, but it's been a long time.
It is. I mean, I can't even explain. It's very Joe Buck.
The thing that makes me happy about it is that people want to get married.
Yeah,
I like that.
You feel sorry for them, and you're so hopeful for them, but you know it's just not going to work.
Yeah.
Some do work, though. Somebody from the first or second season, they're
still
married
and
have 4 kids.
Well, that's one person, and they've had 17 seasons.
The percentage is low.
Isn't that technically like an arranged marriage?
Yes, sort of.
And those are successful.
Well, because I think
that's
in a culture that's what they're raised in.
They understand
and I think it's marriage is a different deal.
Yeah, true.
It's
and they've also met the families.
There
before
are
they
the
marry.
Concise roles that you play.
Yeah,
and it's not a romantic thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like just about utilitarian. Right? This is it's about a partnership.
But and here,
those, I don't know how those work out. They probably have a lot that don't. But
you said they have 17 seasons.
17 seasons.
So like
somebody from the first or second, they're still together and have 4 kids. But that's obviously the
so they get married
low percentage.
Right off the bat. And then do you see their like marriage after that?
Then they go, they have the ceremony, which everybody's dolled up and looking their best. And they have the party and it's just tense. And it's just, that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And then they go on their honeymoon And, you know, all the couples go to the same place, right?
Okay.
And then they have little meetings, little guy meetings and girl meetings, and they have interviews and conversations and all that, and do our little activities and go around. And the whole while, nobody knows what they're, what's going on.
Yeah.
They have no, like, well, we're married, but we're going to, you know.
But the experts have paired them up for a certain reason. So they will fall back on that in these later seasons, like saying, well, the experts must see something. So. They kind of stick with it. Like one girl's mom signed her up because she didn't like the guys that she was dating. They were kind of
That's what some of them get into it. Like, well, I've done it on my own. I'm not getting anywhere.
Yeah.
So and they want to get married. Some people involved, and they're just there. It's sad. It's just so desperate, and they have no idea. You have one guy who's had 60 girlfriends. You know, and
He's had 65 friends.
It's all, you know, they're being real nice to each other and real, but then they start having conflicts and stuff they have no tools.
That's
crazy.
60 girlfriends.
Yikes,
60, I've never even met 65 women.
But then one couple, the shortest together couple, they were together for 10 days or something.
Yeah.
And he was a smoker and they didn't tell this girl.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
That's a big deal.
For sure.
Well, first of all,
it used to not be, but now it is.
Yeah. First of all, he was hiding it. And then when she found out, she's like, oh, you smoke. Ooh, it's kind of a deal breaker.
And then
he was cussing her out because she was like, well, you just keep smoking when you say you've quit or whatever. Cause I guess he told the people, the experts. And then he just cusses her out and stuff. And she's like, okay.
And then she's just emotionally just like, and then they always have these meetings with the counselor, like, how's it going? And she's in the room. She doesn't want to be at this. She's just like, you can see in her face. I'm done. She just needs to get away. I can't.
He was like, you need to get off your high horse. She's so judgmental. And all she was talking about was the smoking. And she's like, okay,
and this I'm is done. This is one weekend?
This is for 8 weeks. And at the end of 8 weeks, they decide if they're going to stay together.
Or get a divorce.
And the percentage of them staying together is pretty high, but they don't stay married after the 8 weeks.
Well, after, they'll
you know what I'm saying? They might last a few months.
But I mean, and a big thing is dogs. Like one of the girls, she's like a beauty queen or something, but she like boarded dogs. She's like 10 dogs at home.
No.
They don't tell the guy.
Yeah, the guy was like,
oh, we're married. And now we have,
Yeah, no. He's like, isn't that ridiculous? First when she said, I have 4 dogs at the wedding, he was like, wow, 4 dogs. But then she goes, and then right now I'm training 9 dogs. And he was like, that is 13 dogs. He was just like, what?
Yeah, it's a deal breaker.
Yeah, it's going to be a no for me.
It's a no for me.
No for me.
Oh,
have you seen Love Is Blind?
Yeah. You did a do with 14 dogs?
I have not.
All right, well, that's your new show.
Love Is Blind.
That makes more sense to me because you're not getting married.
You are, maybe.
Wait, you are?
Maybe.
Okay.
Every season, some people get married.
Okay.
So.
But how does that last?
Not good.
No. There's some successful relationships. Okay. There's like 6 ones.
Okay.
Probably.
There's a reason these people are like 35 and 40.
Well.
And not married.
Do you know the premise of the show?
Well, they don't see each other, but they have conversations like with a wall in between or something.
Yeah, through a wall.
It's like confession.
And then they like decide if they want to, you know, get engaged. It is literally confession. Yes. Yeah, and then they decide if they want to
get engaged. Girls, I think we talked about this, but one of the girls said she looked like Megan Fox, and she didn't look like Megan Fox
I've seen,
at all.
You show that here.
So many of these, they think they're queens.
They all think
they're tens. All of them.
Everyone.
Yeah. Like you're not that.
It's okay.
Is it confidence?
You don't
key?
Have to be a 10.
Got
to
be confident.
You don't.
Though.
You don't have to be. You don't.
No.
Mm-mm.
But that's how they talk. That's how it is.
But what? And once again, I think one of the big problems is that, like on the woman's side of it, like are they on these dating apps? They have 300 guys that want to date them. So in their mind, they're like, well, I have choice here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they, you know,
you can go
try this guy here.
Man.
One little hiccup. You're like, well.
Yeah.
True.
Wait, that's deep, actually. Yeah. I never thought about that.
You're just like, I'm on to the next guy.
Yep.
And
if one girl shows a guy attention, it's like,
yeah,
marry
I love you.
I love you forever. I'll buy you a house.
I'm in love with you.
Well, I can think that's it. Is it these people have been through so many relationships. That have just gone, they're at their wit's end.
Yeah.
So that's a little better because they're a little bit more, you know,
yeah,
open to, okay, maybe I should think about the other person more because it's all about, can I have
what
my
I
life?
Give.
Yeah. Well, in this later season, there are three that you could tell have been through good counseling and they do say things like that. Yeah. And one couple ended up being both like that, where they wanted to meet the needs of the other person.
That's cool.
Wow. And they are still together. Even I looked it up.
It's so ridiculous.
I looked it up and they're still together. So it's been like 2 years.
That's what you need, right? That's the key.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Because they're really, it's ridicule. And women are so freaked out that they're being, you know, what's the word? Subjected, or they have to be just totally the submissive thing in a bad way that freaks them out. And you can just tell.
On this show, though, they were talking about, you know, they want to take care of their man and they want to cook and, you know, they did talk like that.
Yeah.
Actually, a lot of the women. I thought that was cool.
Yeah. And it goes, and you're so hopeful.
I don't know if they actually meant it.
You're so hopeful, but
that's why you watch.
I know.
Yeah. Only to be heartbroken.
Maybe it's a train wreck thing. It's like seeing.
Yeah.
Like,
Dad had his hands in his face and his hands like half the time.
Yeah.
I go, let's just go to bed. He goes, no, let's just watch a little bit. Let's just watch. And he's like this. He can't keep his eyes open. He's totally falling asleep.
And it's a deal where some of the guys, they know everything about relationships and they know, and we're doing this is fine. And they don't have a clue.
It's crazy.
They don't have a clue.
And nor did we.
And
back in the day.
Right. I mean, yeah.
It's like you've been through 60, you know.
Yeah. That guy, yeah, that
I
guy.
Know,
65.
Yeah. Maybe I have to remember 30. Maybe it's you.
Yes,
yeah. I mean, I really can't imagine like not getting married young because
I know it's almost like terrible.
I'm like a full person, and I'm like, I don't think I can do it now. Like, I couldn't do the beginning stages of a marriage now.
I know Spencer said such a sweet thing. He was saying whenever Keegan he have a hiccup or something goes down, and then. Something went down where we knew about it. So I said, how's it going? He goes, that's the thing about being with someone for so long. And when that we get each other, there's an unspoken language going on also, where the mend is so much faster.
Yeah.
He said, than some of his friends.
They still have conflict. Of
course. Yeah. Yeah. But he's saying the mending is easier because they grew up together.
Cause they don't freak out.
Yeah.
Like when something bad happens, they don't panic.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, I think it's so good to get, it's so like, obviously it's not for everyone, but it is good to get married because then it's like, we have learned everything together. So we're not like two people stuck in our ways and then like trying to like, you know, cause that's hard. Like once you're like, you kind of figured out a way to like how to handle your finances and what you eat and like how you want to live.
Yeah.
And then you meet someone and then you have to like combine those. I just feel like there'd be more resistance. It'd be harder.
It is.
Whereas when you're younger, you're just like, the world is our oyster.
Yes.
And so you're not as.
We get everything.
You're not set
and you
in
just
your ways.
Don't. You just don't.
Yeah, it's okay. But you learn together.